Ed Sullivan says,
believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs.
Flip that switch and start the show, Premium. Oh my God, 228 is on the air.
Yep. Who's playing the finger cymbal on that? Rick kid.
Listen. I don't hear a finger cymbal. What are you talking about?
You just talked over this finger cymbal.
I talked over the finger cymbal. Did you know I'm going to bounce something off you? Vinyl Cobwebs has now become... It's gone the way of Perry Mason, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Remember Perry Mason used to be on every week. They had always had a new episode.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've become Perry Mason of the 80s, where once every
wheelchair edition.
Yeah, once every 2 years, they'd have a Perry Mason special. And you look forward to it. That's what Vinyl Cobwebs has become.
Yep. It's been a long time now. It's May of the year 2015. I'm jumping the gun. I don't want to be 64 years old.
The last show we did was January 25th, 2013. And we promised on that one, we'll try to do one once a month. Now we're doing one once every 18 months. But anyway, enough of the talking. Premium Deluxe is back and in fine form. Oop, and he's going to play a platter that matters. Let's see if we can get back into the groove, okay? I'm listening for finger cymbals. Tell me where they are.
I think that's it, unless that's the triangle. Oh, now it's not too bad.
Yesterday I waited for you at the corner candy store, the way I always do.
After school,
the hours passed, the gang went home, I was left there all alone, waiting just for you. After school, waiting for you. You had found somebody new to take the place I've known.
After school,
finally it got so late, I saw I was a fool to wait, so I walked home alone. After school, waiting for you. Am I a just like before, I'm waiting at the candy store, the way I always do.
After school,
will it be him, will it be me? I'm wondering who it will be, walking home with you. After school, waiting for you. Am I a
after school. Randy Starr on the Dale Records label. It's orange with dark blue print. A simple Wimpleton piece of vinyl from 1957. The guy was actually 27 years old at the time and had gone through college and went to dental school and all that. He's probably a dentist now, or retired dentist if he's still alive. But he's also famous for doing this thing called The Enchanted Sea, what was it, by the Islanders or something. Anyway, I found this at the DI, which is like the local Salvation Army, in 1974, when I was 13 years old, and I was a kid, and so it appealed to me.
I'm surprised it hasn't made its way on Vinyl Cobwebs by now. Jeez, when did we start, 99? 16 years, and that record's never made an appearance.
I don't think so.
Disappointed in you.
Yep.
Totally. So what have you been doing in the 18-month hiatus since Vinyl Cobwebs last
year. Well, I lost my job at Wasatch Meats that I worked at for 15 years because I was drawing cartoons on the customer boxes. And so I've been working temp jobs since then, and I'm getting kind of tired of that now. So I think I'll try to look for something permanente now.
Permanent for premium. Yeah. All right. Enough of the talking.
Vinyl Cobwebs number 228 on the move.
Like teeth in a dentist cereal bowl.
Oh, my God. I entered that in the food 20 years ago. I thought it was law.
Baby. Ooh, I've got some records here to put you
make
in
yourself
the
comfortable.
Ooh, the phone is off the hook, so no one
make
can
yourself comfortable.
Ooh, I feel romantic, and the record changes automatic, baby.
Picture show was through.
Why did we hurry through the dinner? Hurry through the dance to leave some time for this. To hug a hug and kiss a kiss.
Now ooh,
take off your shoes, you dear, and loosen up
yourself
high.
Ooh,
I've got some kisses. Try one and feel
comfortable.
I'll turn the lights low
while you make yourself comfortable, baby.
To hug a hug and kiss.
No.
Take off your shoes, you dear, and loosen
make
up your
tie.
Ooh, I've got some kisses here. Let's try one on the side.
Ooh,
I'll turn the lights low while you make yourself comfortable, baby. Baby.
Hey, Premium, make yourself comfortable for this edition of Vinyl Cobwebs. That's Mary Ann Morgan on one of those Hit Parade-type labels, Broadway 78 RPM.
And it was originally done by Sarah Vaughan on the old Mercury Records label, but I like this little version. I can just imagine this woman wearing her bustier, you know, like they wore back then in the mid-50s, as they usually called them like thrushes. If you look at old Billboard magazine, they say, oh, the Thrush has good potential with her singing on this recording. The
and
Thrush.
Here, Premium,
what's the Thrush?
I want you to hold the record. Feel it. What's interesting about that record as compared to most 78 RPMs? Feel
it. Let's see. It is a little different from your old shellac ones. I think it's
right.
More of a...
It's actually vinyl.
Oh, yeah. It's a stiffer vinyl, but it still will break if you... But it's not like if you drop it... You know, like from a couple feet or something, it'll break like the other ones would.
We don't want it to break but right
we're
here
we're
on
not gonna,
Cobwebs
yeah.
238. 228, sorry.
We shall not test the theory on this record.
And this episode of Vinyl Cobwebs is sponsored by Scary Guy Transfer House. Can you say that, Premium?
Scary Guy Transfer House.
At Scary Guy Transfer House, we'll transfer all your film, video, and audio needs to digital. You can check us out at scaryguytransferhouse.com, and that's Scary Guy Transfer House spelled...
Or the code!
Wednesday, 3:31 p.m.
Yes, you said Scary Guy. Oh, I have some sales I need to be transferred. If you can get a hold of me, my name is Margaret. I would really appreciate it. Thanks for your time, Mr. Scary Guy.
Vinyl cobwebs. Obscure oldies all the time. Oh, boy. Oh, joy, oh, joy, oh, joy. Yeah.
From the year 1955, that's none other than the Flamingos. That was the B-side of their hit, I'll Be Home, da 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 da, ooh, 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 on checker number 830. This was actually the second pressing run or whatever.
Okay, well, anyway, that's Spinal Cobwebs. What a joy.
Why were the Beatles of such interest to the high priest of the terrible goddess of Kaili? Why was Ringo pursued to the ends of the earth by a group of Eastern thugs? Help! Help! And why was Paul threatened by a B-E-E-T-L-E?
Help!
Oh, stop worrying.
Help!
Help is on the way. It's the Beatles new motion picture with...
Help, 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 help.
Seven new Beatles songs.
Help.
Will John live to sleep in his pit once more? Will Paul ever get back to his electric organ? Will George be reunited with his ticker tape machine? And Ringo, will he ever play the drums again? To discover the answers to these startling questions, be sure to see the colorful adventures of the Beatles, more colorful than ever, in color, in...
Help! Help!
Help! A United Artists release.
Be among the first in the nation to see this new Beatle movie. It starts at the American Theater Thursday. Shows are at 3, 5, 7, and 9 p.m.
Wednesday, 3:40 p.m.
Scary Guy, this is Margaret again. I don't mean to come off as being so forward, but I was looking at your picture on the interweb. My son, grandson, that is, hooked up this majiggy. And I couldn't help but notice your picture on your site. It's quite stunning. And I was thinking we can make beautiful music together, if you know what I mean. My pipes are a little dusty, but I'm sure, looking at your picture and what a fine specimen you are, we would have an excellent time. Please forgive me for being so forward and upfront. I just couldn't help myself. Please return my call. Once again, this is Margaret. Talk to you later, scary guy.
Schöner Gigolo, armer Gigolo, denke nicht mehr an die Zeiten, wo du als Husar, Gold verschnürt sogar, konntest durch die Straßen reiten. Uniform passiert, Liebchen sagt adieu, schöne Welt, du gingst in Fransen. Wenn das Herz dir auch bricht, zeig ein lachendes Gesicht, man zahlt. Und du musst tanzen. Schöner Gigolo, armer Gigolo, denke nicht mehr an die schönen Zeiten, wo du als Husar, Gold verschnürt sogar, konntest durch die Straßen reiten. Uniform passé, Liebchen sagt adieu, schöner Welt, du gingst in Fransen. Wenn das Herz dir aufbricht, zeig ein lachendes Gesicht, man zahlt. Und du musst tanzen. Oh, du bist so einsam. Oh, Jiggle, Jiggle, du bist alleine. Oh, bist du einsam. Jiggle, 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 tanz, Jiggle, Jiggle. Sag adieu, schöne Welt, du gingst in Fransen. Wenn das Herz dir aufbricht, zeig ein lachendes Gesicht. Man sagt, und du musst tanzen. Arme Gigolo.
Pray Man, what do you think of Ralph Bendix, Germany's favorite singer, doing just a gigolo?
Just a gigolo.
It's off a high-fidelity Capitol LP called Eif Weidersein. Ralph Bendix.
I think it's off Weidersein.
Did I say it wrong? Beat me up, Pray Man. So far, so good right here in Vinyl Cobwebs 228.
It's like we've never gone away.
You don't like that, do you?
What?
When you leave the room, I always pull out one of these incredibly strange platters.
And I'm in there a little bit too strange for Vinyl Cobwebs. But whatever gets your thing going.
So what do you have next for us?
Well, next on deck... deck.
All hands on deck. Starring Norman Fowle. What was that movie?
And Pat Boone as a crooning Louie.
All hands on deck, introducing the debut of Natalie Wood.
That dream doll. What's that girl that was on the...
Barbara...
Barbara Eden.
Was it Barbara Eden or was it Natalie Wood?
It was Barbara Eden.
You played a Natalie Wood commercial.
And it was from 1961. All hands on deck. We played that commercial before on an old Vinyl Cobwebs from long ago.
Long ago
and far away.
If we were properly prepared, we'd have that queued up, ready to go, all hands on deck. But instead, you have to have a fake ersatz version by Mr. Premium Deluxe, who at this moment is jobless.
Oh, man.
Tell him how to email us here in these hellish chambers. See if you remember.
VinylCobwebs@hotmail.com.
And now, a message.
It's easy to remember because I'm on Hotmail now.
You are. I know. You always got that wrong before. And now a message from Premium Deluxe, direct from my answering machine.
Hi, boom, what's happening? Just wanted to see what was happening in your corner of the universe. Not much on this side. I'm training on this job. Did I tell you about that? those pods, storage shed pods thing. I could drive a truck, go out in the neighborhoods, and deliver these and pick them up, and there's only four can fit on the truck at a time. And then once you get the four on, you go back to the garage and you put them in the storage or to get more empties. And that's basically what you'll be doing all day long. And you get to drive by yourself, and there's a little forklift attached to the truck. And you go around the street, go beep, 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 and hopefully in the summertime, if I still have this job, kids won't be getting themselves under my wheels and going, oh my God, I killed a little kid! Ah!
And all pointed up this way, yeah. Yeah. Friends, citymen, and countrymen, bend your ear right here. They're gonna have a great beat party. They're gonna draw them from far and near. So bring along your loved one, so we can make that hallabaloo. Yeah, now, women, let me tell you a little more about now. Everything was under control until somebody said that I was cold. I jumped up with the blowing band and brought down the house with clapping hand. Old Pork Chop Lavinia from West Virginia said, swing, pretty baby. From Delaware, from Port Newton, Daddy Coon from Liverpool, Battlehead Dewey from East St. Louis, and the Catnose Kitty from New York City, Pretty Boy Frisco from San Francisco, and Whoop Mr. D from Tennessee. Now you know it ain't no catching nobody having all this fun that we have. It could again.
I thought it was older, but it's we looked it up on the internet, and it's from March of 1965, release on the Land Records label.
Did you inform the audience?
Of Rock the House by the Jolly Jacks. What?
Right. Look at this new book premium I got from the library. It's How to Hypnotize Your Radio Station Partner.
Oh, Donovan.
I'm going to read a little bit here. Let's see. Let me, page 48. Dim-witted partners. Okay.
Dim-witted?
Look at my eyes.
Don't.
Look in my eyes.
Aww.
You're hypnotized to love Brutus.
I love Brutus. I love Brutus. I love Brutus. I love Brutus. I love Brutus. I love Brutus. I love Brutus.
Thank you.
Hey, Premium, that's Organized by Chris Waxman at the Hammond Organ. Get it organized. It's a play on words. Talk about a groovy Hammond Organ and Moog synthesizer combined. It's like the best.
Did you mean to actually say Organized? Oh, because the album cover is called Organized.
The LP's dubbed Organized. It's on that Phase 4 Stereo London label, and if it's a gatefold, and you open it up, and it's got all this text describing this organ album, which you really don't care about, but it's surrounded by this dead space of a four.
But most
did
of
I describe that well?
Yes, but it's mostly about, isn't it, about, and now listen closely, because in the left channel, you will hear the tambourine lightly clinking.
But you get it in mono. You get it in mono on Vinyl Cobbler.
So it was more about the technology than the music itself, you see.
Chris Waxman!
Strangers in the night, exchanging lives.
I'm sorry I hypnotized you.
I love Brutus. I love Brutus. YouTube alert. YouTube alert. YouTube alert. You must go on YouTube. And you remember the song by Brewer and Shipley from 1971? One took over the line, sweet Jesus, one took over the line. Sitting right here in a railway station, one took over the line. Well, Google up One Took Over the Line, Lawrence Welk, YouTube, and you will get a clipping of a lovely young coiffed couple singing that song, totally clueless as to the lyrics. I cannot believe anyone on the Lawrence Welk show was not at least somewhat attuned to things going on around them in 1971, because they would have went, what? We cannot have that song on our... Anyway, but it exists to this day, and finally on YouTube you can see it. So, One Took Over the Line, Sweet Jesus, as rendered by the Lawrence Welk. And now, something you're really gonna like. Ah, that's a lovely independently produced 45 by the Panics out of San Francisco, California, on the Lynn Records label. The other side, I first learned about it, the A side was called Daydream, and we'll play it sometime, and it was on a air check that I found for KYA, the Top 40 radio station in San Francisco, April 14th, 1961, when the Russian cosmonaut had just returned to Earth and the Russians were celebrating their victory over the United States' inferiority in the space program that was just getting started. But anyway, there's a street address, 238 Sacramento Street in San Francisco, California. And you know how you can go on the internet now and do the satellite street thing and everything? Well, whatever was there, the recording studio they recorded at, is no longer there. It's some glassy business building and boring. You couldn't even tell what it was. That it was at one time a divey street, probably, with creepy recording studios and bars and, you know, triple X theaters.
You frighten me, Premium.
I do!
The fact that you go on Google Earth just to look up where that building once was,
it's weird that you can even do that now as a thing.
I hope listeners aren't trying to do that to us.
If you gave out the coordinates of the Vinyl Cobwebs headquarters, you could actually see our building, but we have to keep it top secret.
Exactly. And speaking of listeners searching us down for our top secret building, I have a proposal for you, Mr. Deluxe. We need to do this, and we need to do it now.
What is it?
We're not on a good schedule of Vinyl Cobwebs. We're just willy-nilly hit and miss. We do it whenever we feel like it. I'm putting a challenge out to all the listening audience that we will not, I repeat, not do another episode until we get an email begging us to do another episode. What do you think?
I think we'll be waiting a long time, Donald, and before
the
next
show. Do you really think so? What should the over-under be? 2.5 years? Probably more than 2.5 years?
I don't know, Donovan.
All right. We got to pay some bills now. Let me tell you, Premium, about ScaryGuyTransferHouse.com. I want you to point your browser to www.ScaryGuyTransferHouse.com, spelled with a...
What the hell?
At Scary Guy Transfer House, you can get all your video cassettes, all your 8mm film, even Super 8mm film, transferred and dubbed to digital video disc. What do you think?
About the digital video disc?
You know, all your video cassettes, Premium, are degrading as we speak. Degrading right this moment
in storage.
Such a depressing
thought.
Get them put on digital. And on special request, we also do DVD duplication. Be sure to go to ScaryGuyTransferHouse.com, spelled...
What the hell?
Hey, Mr. Scary Guy, I was just calling to see if you could transfer my house. I need my house transferred from one location to another location. And I think you're the guy for the job. Can you give me a call back? My number is Thank you. Bye.
You can't cheat me. Bye. You can't hurt me. So can't do without you. Bye. Oh, baby, beating you. Bye. No, you can't cheat me. Bye. Just like a dog, make me go round. Bye. Like I'm in a frog with joy. Yeah, you're gonna leave me. Don't do that, baby. Don't do that, baby. Don't do that, baby. Don't do that, baby. Don't do that.
That Baby by the Blue Dots. I had to look at the label. And it was some interesting history there. We didn't get all of it, but we were on the internet there. And apparently they, one of the members had been with the Ink Spots and formed his own group called the Blue Dots. And when they started making it, well, the Ink Spots said, hey, litigate, litigate, litigate. And so they litigated. You always surprise me at what you
laugh at. I'm sorry. When you hear that back, you'll probably really realize why.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, Blue Dots sounds much like the Ink Spot. I never even thought of that. That's worth litigate, litigate, litigate.
Oh, we're in
It's off an original 78 RPM, which is supposed to be highly valuable. I found about 50 of these, Premium, two weeks ago.
It says Deluxe, and underneath that it says the Rhythm and Blues series.
What's the Matrix number?
Matrix number 6052, or are you talking about the one that's on the oh, okay. 6052, if you want to look that
up. Yeah, I was saying I got 50 of these, not 50 copies of that, I wish. But,
no.
And then it probably wouldn't be worth as much, but I got 50 78 RPMs from the early rock and roll and R&B era. You know, lots of doo-wop, but you know, a lot of them are commons, did you notice?
Yes.
Common stuff, but they still seem to fetch good value, and I'm just not a fan of listening to too many things on 78 because they break.
I know, when I found that out, you actually got another copy of The Crow's G. Do, 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 do. But I had that in mint condition once and I had it carelessly synthing on. And you know the rest of the story. It went tinkle, tinkle, crash. It made it through all those years since 1954 to I think it was about 1995 or 6 when it happened.
Isn't that awful? I just sat on a 90-year-old record last week. I put it on my office chair and forgot I put it there. Sat down to check my email. Crack!
Oh, you sat on
that
the
thing made it through World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War. What else? Everything else. All Iraq War, Persian Gulf War.
All the presidents that came
in. ISIS war that's happening now. ISIS. We must stop them. We must throw deluxe platters at them and sever their heads like they sever our heads.
Yes, sever their heads.
Anyway, we're
going to
play some more
of
this stash. I'm going to sell some of these online, and some of them I'm going to keep. I got several multiple copies of some. I'm saying some a lot.
Some a lot. Some a lot.
Speaking of 78,
sounds like a musical.
Tell them to check out your other website, Premium.
Oh, Donovan, I do a zine. Yes.
Oh, no, not that one. I was thinking
it's
the old
a cartoon
lady,
zine.
Helen Crutcher.
Called Dithering Doodles.
Where is the sleeve for this wonderful disc?
I do a comic book called Dithering Doodles. You can see it on the internet. Just Google it up.
You
can see some samples of my art.
I need to change the subject.
Dithering Doodles. Just do it now.
Yes.
You're listening to the show.
We need to put some links. I'm going to put some links on the Vinyl Cobwebs website so you can see Premium's art, which I should have done a long time ago.
You'll like Dithering Doodles.
Do you want me to do that?
Sure.
Yeah, he does a really cool zine, and for some reason he likes to draw a fat Garfield.
Fat Garfield. Over the hill Garfield.
A Garfield that's had way too much lasagna and is getting all pink belly.
My favorite page is where I go, here's the original Garfield, 1978, and now here's the Garfield of 2015. And now here's the Garfield of 2051. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Karen Stenwall, America's Junior Miss. You know, beautiful things turn me on, like a sunrise in the mountains or the sound of birds in a cool forest. And like a lot of young people, I want to help save beautiful things for others to enjoy. But most important to me is the conservation of human life. That's why I'm talking for the National Safety Council and asking everybody, especially you, to drive carefully and courteously. If you're really with it, you already know the rules, but sometimes it's easier to ignore them. So, here's a reminder of three important rules. 1, always buckle your safety belt, including the shoulder harness. 2, keep your car in good mechanical shape. And 3, drive defensively, you know, like everyone else forgot the rules. So, there are three ways you can help conserve human life, especially your own.
Hello, my name is Helen. My name is Helen Crutcher. I would like you to join me on my program called The Troll of Tonight. And you know where you can go to get there? It is at thetrollatonight.blogspot.com. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. I know you'll enjoy the wonderful selection of 78 RPM shellac vinyl. Well, shellac. Before vinyl, it was so shellacky and scratchy and skitchy, all the way back to the 1910s even. Maybe even before that. Yes. Oh, bye. It's virtualtonight.blogspot.com. Go there now.
Better days.
We hope this helps you say, have a happy day.
I'm the big bad dragon, and tonight's my night to rock.
And I'm ready to walk. What's he doing? Implying that he's going to go for a walk? He doesn't get to walk every night?
Only that night. Only that night.
Tonight's my night to walk. I'm a big bad dragon of mine, and tonight's my night to rock.
That's a great number, The Nobleman. What year did you find, Prince?
You know what? I went on the internet, and so far I haven't found a year on it, but I have a copy of this, but I'm guessing it's more like early 60s, right? You were thinking maybe 59 or something, late 50s. But it does
You're
have
right.
that 59 to 60, 61, 62.
Who knows?
I'm guessing even 62 or 3. But let me keep looking while you say something. Say something, Donovan.
All right, I'll say something. Donovan's here. Premium Deluxe is at the computer, you know.
I'm a big fat dragon, and tonight's my night to walk.
It's time for you to walk, Premium. Right down to Scary Guy Transfer House, spelled with a K. Get those VHS transferred to digital DVD that are rotting in your closet. You know, as you speak, Prim, all your VHS tapes are degrading every day. Just like you. Just like you're degrading every day.
That's depressing.
It's depressing, but true.
Why isn't this loading?
So instead of letting them degrade and letting Premium degrade right before your very eyes, bring them down to Scary Guy Transfer House, spelled with a K. and we will transfer them to digital DVD. You know, they say the digital DVD format has a 100-year lifespan, much longer than your VHS tapes. So come on down. We also do 8mm, Super 8, and audio. We'll transfer your records to digital if you want. And upon further request, you can get DVD dubbing. If for some reason, you're obsessed with that. He's playing the Nobleman again. The Nobleman. All right, Premium. This has been one good special episode of Vinyl Cobwebs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're... Come here. Beat you up. What'd you say about the Pope, Premium?
He's kind of a communist type, isn't he? Sort of.
You're upsetting the Catholic sensibility of the listening audience.
Oh, I know, but
we tried to do a show without being politically correct. Incorrect.
He's sucking up to a Castro brother, one of them.
Premium, okay, I have this record because you ran out of discs to play. It's Horst Fidel and the Soloists. It's one of those incredibly strange private press LPs. It was recorded right here in Salt Lake City, and I don't have my spectacles, so what year and where was that recorded?
They look like comunistas.
What year it was recorded. They look like what?
Comunistas.
Oh, no.
That's Spanish for communist. Okay, let's see, what year? But where's a year?
It's, let me get my spectacles.
It looks like 1975, though.
Keep talking.
I'm talking and talking into this microphone, being immortalized forever, and I'm sorry if I offended anyone's sensibilities, but I think the new Pope has, I don't know, he's sucking up to some people that have been very, very bad, and there's no forgiveness for them in any way ever. I don't think that there can
be. Bonneville Production House in Salt Lake City. We're going to louse things up to end the program.
Louse things up, Donovan.
This is really good stuff, Premium. This is a lounge act.
I'm sorry. I've just eliminated all of our audience with my commentary.
Oh, you did. What are you doing with that Horst Fidel record? That's semi-sealed. You just ripped the semi-sealed off. Now what if somebody buys that? They're going to say it's not semi-sealed no more.
Is that how you advertised it?
No. I did. It's advertised as semi-sealed. This record is for sale, listeners.
It was recorded in Salt Lake City at Bonneville Production House, Salt Lake City. Horst's accordion is sometimes called a lemon squeezer, but nothing sour comes out of it.
That's just wrong,
it
what
says
you just
that.
Said.
It says that right there. Henry on the drums beats up a storm, but there's a sunshine in his smile. There's sunshine.
Did
in
you
his
notice
smile.
On that, what was that, Wabash Cannonball song?
Yes.
That how out of tune they sounded?
Yes.
And like they're a little bit off on their timing?
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those records that you're not going to find very
had a,
often.
Had a cheesy little organy thing in there somewhere.
They went into, where was it recorded, a broadcast house?
It was Bonneville Production House.
They went into Bonneville Production, probably had a couple $100 and brought their instruments in and told all the guys.
And they would sell them at their shows.
One take of each song and let's try to get it right.
And they would sell them at their shows. And I'm surprised they're not autographed, because usually you'll find these and sometimes they'll have autographs on them. Because
well, it's hard to autograph a record that's still sealed that you just tore off. It was semi-sealed, Premier.
It was just a, like, two-inch rip.
I'm going to semi-seal you. No, we're not going to do that. I think we're coming to the end of our rope, Premier.
Our rope?
I think, let's see. Yeah, I think it's time to say goodbye, Premium, on episode 228, where we tried not to talk as much, and we just fell into bad habits again.
Oh, it's the bye-bye birds.
Do you want to do the bye-bye birds?
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye, Bruce Jenner. Bye-bye.
Did you just say bye-bye, Bruce Jenner?
I don't know why.
I thought you said that. Premium, you just overstepped.
I'm just saying bye-bye macho version of the Bruce Jenner that all right. We all knew what's new.
This is Vinyl Cobweb. So bye, Bruce Jenner. What cereal box are you going to be on now?
Bye-bye.
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 Fruit Loops.
Bye. And when they started making it, well, the ink spots said, hey, litigate, litigate, litigate. And so they litigated.